Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey, and welcome to this great feast. This Sunday is the great feast of the Most Holy Trinity. It's a solemnity. It's one of the highest of the feasts, this feast of the Most Holy Trinity. Today, as we look forward to these readings, I don't want to forget that May 31st, this Sunday, is also the great feast of the Visitation, when the Blessed Mother went to visit her cousin Elizabeth. Never forget this. We're going to talk about the Trinity a little bit. The mystery is unfathomable, but we're going to talk about it today. But at the same time, remember that we're then as Mary, after her glorious revelation, Mary went to serve those in need. Always reach out beyond yourselves and bring the presence of Christ within you, always. The Catechism teaches that by sending His only Son and the Spirit of love in the fullness of time, God has revealed His innermost secret. God Himself is an eternal exchange of love. God Himself, God is an eternal exchange of love, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and He has destined us to share that exchange. That's what the Catechism tells us. We're caught up in the Trinitarian relationship of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, a union of love that is unfathomable, and we, by baptism, are called into that eternal exchange of love, as the Catechism tells us. And then Pope John Paul said this, "The complete Trinity dwells in us. By worshiping the Trinity, we realize the full truth of ourselves. In the communion of grace with the Trinity, man's living area is broadened and raised up to the supernatural level of divine life. Man lives in God and by God." It's John Paul. Man lives in God and by God. We are called into that eternal exchange. It's unfathomable. That poor, weak, sinful you and me should be called into that unity of the Trinity. Unfathomable mystery, but true. But true. The opening prayer for today's Mass: God our Father, who by sending into the world the word of truth and the spirit of sanctification, made known to the human race your wondrous mystery, grant us, we pray, that in professing the true faith, we may acknowledge the Trinity of eternal glory and adore your unity, powerful in majesty. How do we adore? We adore by loving and allowing ourselves to be loved by the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, who dwells within you, the Creator of the universe, the Savior of the universe, dwells in you and in me. That's why we should treat one another so carefully, graciously. That's full of grace. We should acknowledge the presence of Christ in each one. We change all our relationships if we believe that. May you be given that grace to believe in faith of who God is and who you are in Him. The first reading from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verses 32 to 34, and then 39 and 40. Moses said to the people, "Ask now of the days of old, before your time, ever since God created man upon the earth. Ask from one end of the sky to the other, did anything so great ever happen before? Was it ever heard of? Did a people ever hear the voice of God speaking from the midst of fire as you did and live? Or did any god venture to go and take a nation for himself from the midst of another nation by testings, by signs and wonders, by war with strong hand and outstretched arm, and by great terrors, all of which the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your very eyes. He's recounting all that God did for his people. Was there ever a God, the people who claimed all kinds of gods and worshipped what really were idols? But did any God ever do for you what the God of heaven and earth has done? Did any God venture to go and take a nation for himself from the midst of another nation by testing, by signs, wonders, war with strong hand and outstretched arm, and by great terrors, all of which the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your very eyes? This is why you must now know and fix in your heart that the Lord is God in the heavens above and on earth below, and that there is no other. You must keep his statutes and commandments that I enjoin on you today, that you and your children after you may prosper, that you may have long life on the land, which the Lord your God is giving you forever. Brothers and sisters, don't sell your birthright. Please, don't abandon your birthright as a son or a daughter of God, a God who so loves you that he will do anything, including giving his life up to torture, horrendous torture and death. Pay the price of your salvation. Psalm 33, bless the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. You have been chosen by God to belong to him. Accept that choice, and in return, make your choice of him. Paul to the Romans, chapter 8, verses 14 to 17. Brothers and sisters, those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. You have the Spirit dwelling within you by baptism, by confirmation. The Spirit of God dwells within you. Do you act as though you are a temple of worship? The Spirit of God lives within you. You are sons and daughters of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear. Come on, you followed the Lord. You've acknowledged him. Now you're turning away. Don't do that. You did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear. You received a spirit of adoption through which we cry, Abba, Abba, Father. That's a term of intimacy, a term of endearment. Abba. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if only we suffer with him so that we may also be glorified with him. There's the stumbling block. I can follow God when it's all joy and light and splendor and beautiful music and incense or whatever. Oh, yes, I love God. But then when we come out into daily life and we pick up the crosses that we have to carry as part of being in this life, we say, where is God? God doesn't care for me. And we lose sight. Our eyes grow dim. Our ears are stopped up. It says here clearly, we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if only we suffer with him so that we may also be glorified with him. In the midst of suffering, Lord, how do you want to use me? Lord, what can I do? Lord, how can I serve you in this situation, no matter how much we're suffering ourselves? Lord, help me to be your disciple in the midst of this confusion and conflict. Help me to listen to your voice above all. Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 16 to 20. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. And when they all saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. We can do that, you know, we can worship and we're trying to mean it, but we still doubt. And then Jesus approached and said to them, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the world." How many times have I told you the Father is truly your Father who loved you so much that he gave over his only Son? He gave his only Son for you. And in that powerful exchange of love between Father and Son, we are given the Holy Spirit to dwell within us. How many times have I said this? To lead you safely home. What part of the Trinity do you have difficulty with? The Father? The Savior? The source of all love? Where's your trouble? Where's your problem? Ask God's help. Ask him for help. Help me to enter into a deeper relationship. What a way to honor God on this feast of the Most Holy Trinity. What a way to honor God, to acknowledge the three persons of the Blessed Trinity, to ask to draw closer to the Trinity, to ask to draw closer to that relationship within the Trinity that's hardest for you. How you honor God, that you acknowledge the reality and that you seek him for help. Do you think he will not give it to you? I've written a book, which you know of, called More of the Holy Spirit. I want to recommend it to you. I want to recommend that you take it, that you purchase it. You can do it simply by going to our website, renewalministries.net. Renewalministries.net. More of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the source of love. It's the Holy Spirit that inspires and enlivens and gives us wisdom that we might more fully comprehend what God has done for us, what the Father has done for us in Christ. May you know that. I want you to know that. These are not just, how many times have I said this? These are not just good words or nice words. In my own humble, halting way, I'm trying to convey to you the overwhelming power and love of the Holy Spirit that's in you by baptism, in you. And if you've rejected and turned away from following the Lord, turn back. That's all you have to do, turn around. Acknowledge him and ask him for help. He will hear your cry. Remember how this week when we read about Bartimaeus and all that noise and confusion, Jesus heard Bartimaeus's voice. He heard it. He heard his cry. Do you think that God will not hear your cry? Do you think that God is not attentive to every sound that comes from you? To every hope in your heart, he is. Draw near to him. May God bless you. I want to offer you a free booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold. It can be received by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. If you'd like a copy of my CD, Captured by Mercy, which is on forgiveness, you can access that by going to our website, renewalministries.net.